After a $9 million makeover and a move to Wall Street, the Museum of American Finance has a new home. The affiliate of the Smithsonian Institute is now in the historic former headquarters of the Bank of New York, located a block away from the New York Stock Exchange. With a residence in the oldest American bank founded in 1784 by the nation's first Secretary of the Treasury, Alexander Hamilton, the museum's location is in itself a part of financial history. But the revamped, relocated museum wants to be more than a historical building. It aims to be an entertaining display center, an engaging learning facility, and an interactive space where the public can explore the world of finance. And the museum's president, Lee Schellerin, says he hopes people will also gain some insight into their own financial choices.
Our purpose is to help visitors make more effective financial decisions. There's a practical utility in coming here. We're creating public benefit through showcasing the breadth, importance, and richness of our financial history.
Schellerin says the museum serves as an interpreter of current financial issues as well as a guardian of America's collective financial memory. It does the latter through numerous artifacts, including ticker tape from the stock market crash of 1929, a treasury bond signed by President George Washington in 1792, and a 60-pound gold bar prospected during the California Gold Rush and recovered from an 1857 shipwreck. In addition to objects and original documents, the museum has video installations and audio clips discussing various aspects of finance, such as bonds, stocks, and commodities. In one video, former CEO of the New York Stock Exchange, John Thain, talks about the city and the 217-year-old financial landmark's significance.
New York City has always been the heart of the U.S. financial system. It's really where the exchange has been located since its very beginning, and it really is still the capital of not only the U.S., but the world's financial marketplace.
Due to increased security, tours at the New York Stock Exchange were discontinued after the September 11, 2001 attack on the nearby World Trade Center. Museum President Schellerin says he wants his space down the street to become the exchange's de facto visitor center. He says tourists interested in the exchange now have a place to go and learn more. Curator and financial historian Richard Silla says everyone has something to learn at the museum, even the Wall Street wheelers and dealers. He says he hopes they too will be attracted by the museum's offerings.
I think Wall Street's going to learn from this museum. The American people are going to learn from this museum. Foreigners are going to really visit what is the first financial history museum in the world.
With the U.S. dollar still dropping against the euro, the subprime mortgage and credit crisis headlining business news, and oil prices reaching the $100 mark, maybe we could all benefit from a better understanding of money and how it makes the world go round.
Money makes the world go round, the world go round, the world go round. Money makes us go round, that's that we both are sure.
Mona Ghanem, VOA News, New York. Okay, here now are the five acts in the clear.